My name is Ashley Pollock. Unsure of how to begin my thesis work, I eventually turned to a subject matter familiar to me, flowers. I have always been attracted to the beauty that borders on the grotesque and by the intimacy and femininity suggested by blooming flowers. I find the close observation of blooming flowers comparable to the inspection of a butterfly under a microscope. Without magnification, the butterfly's wings are their most prominent feature, and as a result, they are viewed as colorful and beautiful creatures. However, under magnification, their now more visible physical features transform them into monstrosities. As my work began to take shape, I found that I wanted to emphasize all of these qualities, particularly the dichotomy between a beauty informed by delicacy and the freakish quality that I associate strongly with orchids, but see as being present in all flowers. When I look at my work, I think about the contrast between the types of fragile beauty that are projected onto the body, especially the female body, and the parts of the body and bodily functions that are considered distasteful and/or sexualized. I photographed all of the original images used within my work. I chose to work with transfer film because of its flexibility, color retention, and subtle but noticeable reflectivity. I wanted to evoke the fleeting nature of flowers both through the material I used and the ways in which I put the units I constructed together. The transparency of the film allows you to see through the image in a way that I think suggests impermanence. After the images were printed on the film with an inkjet printer, I either cut and reconfigured them as they were, or I manipulated them with a photo transfer medium before cutting and reassembling the pieces. I needed a binding that was strong enough that the work would not fall apart, while at the same time giving the sense that a slight shift in the air might cause it to do just that. I am quite attracted to the image of my work falling apart piece by piece. It reminds me of individually falling petals. In the acrylic pieces, which initially seem far more solid, I have attempted to retain this ethereal quality. The pieces of film sandwiched between the sheets of acrylic are not permanently fastened to each other or the acrylic in any way. As a result, every time these pieces are hung or removed from the wall, the pressure on the acrylic is released, and there is the potential for movement as well as complete destruction. I think of color as an emotionally evocative tool, and I think the subject matter in my work is enhanced by color as well as by the material's reflective quality. When looking at my work, you are invariably also looking at yourself because of the reflectivity. I am hoping that this encourages viewers to have a personal and emotional response to their own relationships with some of the abstract ideas about the body, beauty and aversion, and other connotations associated with flowers.